Are you spending wasted time mind reading? Hey Spartans, it's Dr. L here with Spartan Mind, part of the Spartan Up podcast family. So today we're talking about mind reading. Mind reading is when you make assumptions about what somebody else is thinking. It's trying to read their mind. The thing about it, though, is that it's really a completely pointless exercise, because unless you're a psychic or a medium that actually has those abilities, we can't ever know what somebody else is thinking unless we ask them what they're thinking, right? Now, yes, you may have friends or family, partners, spouses who you have a general idea of what they're thinking. Most of the time, some of the time, maybe, right? But generally speaking, we have no idea what's in somebody else's mind. But when we make assumptions about it and engage in mind reading, it can actually put us in positions to impact our behavior and affect our feelings in ways that aren't helpful. So let me give you an example of that. Let's say you've signed up for your first Spartan race. Awesome, way to go. But at work, you decide to tell a colleague, a trusted colleague, and the first thing out of their mouth is, "Oh, really?" And all of a sudden, you start mind reading, and you begin to assume that they don't think you can do it based on their response. That then maybe impacts your training. It maybe impacts your performance on the race because you're thinking that whole time, "Oh, said friend at work doesn't think I can do this," right? That's mind reading, when really you don't know actually what your colleague was thinking. So there's a few things that can get you out of that position. First, recognizing when you're mind reading, okay? Putting yourself into that space of, "Oh, I'm mind reading again," and catching yourself and owning it. But the second thing you can do is circle back to those individuals with which you engage in this behavior. So in the example that I gave you, you could circle back to that colleague and say, "Hey, when I told you I was signing up for that Spartan race and you responded with, 'Oh, really? What did you mean by that?'" That gives them an opportunity to clarify, right, and to let you know what they were thinking, but it also gives you an opportunity to clear the air and to clear your mind of junk that's sitting up there because you're assuming, because you're mind reading. So those two things, catching yourself and owning when you're doing it, and then circling back to those individuals that you're trying to mind read with, those are ways that are going to get you out of that mind reading and allow you to engage in other things so you're not wasting time.
If you like what you hear, spread the word. Tell your friends, subscribe and review on iTunes, or comment on YouTube. Then come tell us what you think. We're on Twitter at SpartanUpPod or Instagram at SpartanUpPodcast.
Eric, can you sing into that maybe one more time?
I can see